This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I want to just put bookends on what I was just covering a moment ago. The casino gulag is what the internet's about. And having Twitter, Facebook, Google let you spread your information, let you communicate with people, is a social control they have where if you're not a good little globalist, they don't let you spread your information. When you're a good little globalist, they let you spread it. And that's the Chinese global social score that even the Wall Street Journal admits is now being adopted worldwide. We first told you about it 5 years ago when it was first announced. Tomorrow's news today. And so that's where all this is going. Most people have already sold out just to be able to have more social interaction on the internet. So imagine as they get more control over us, they're going to engineer more and more. But first, false flags are important. Cool weapons in Syria at least 52 times, UN report says, New York Times. Now, remember, they're telling you unanimously on CNN and Fox News that Assad used chemicals with no proof.
We have breaking news out of Syria this morning. There's new video from Eastern Ghouta, that's a suburb of Damascus, showing several people Syrian activists say were attacked with a suspected chemical agent.
Information that we have is that apparently around 8:30 last night, a helicopter, this is according to rebel and opposition media sources, a helicopter from the Syrian government apparently dropped some sort of improvised explosive device called a barrel bomb. And then after that happened, many people in that Eastern Ghouta region, specifically the neighborhood of Duma, came down with respiratory problems. And that's also shortly afterwards that we found or got those videos that then came out of those people with those respiratory problems, of doctors trying to help them, and in general, what seemed to be a panic in that area.
Now, this is just out today by Zero Hedge, linking to the website of the OPCW, the Western U.S. European-backed Prohibition of Chemical Weapons Organization. The Organization of Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, they said that they were blocked by rebels shooting at them, not the Russians that invited them in, and that they are collating data to see who launched the chemical attack. And in previous reports, just like the UN, they have said that it was the rebels launching the chemical attacks, not Assad. You can look at motive. Assad's won. The Russians are pulling out. The U.S. is pulling out. Why would you nerve gas 50 civilians? It's amazing. But meanwhile, ISIS threatens satanic CNN, the Federal Reserve, Universal Studios, and NASA. So now when there's attacks, you see, on Hollywood and the rest of it, oh, see, Hollywood are good guys. People always ask, why do they always target some random federal building or always target some Christian church? Why don't they ever target the Federal Reserve or UN? Well, now we've got big colored photos put up by ISIS showing them shooting at CNN, even though CNN backed the Arab Spring. They backed the ISIS attacks. They backed the whole takeover. Obama backed ISIS invading and stood down and funded them. Hillary did.
Barack Obama is to blame for the rise of ISIL. He has dismantled the ability to defend this country.
I'm not going to telegraph in any specifics what we would do in the event of credible evidence that the Assad regime has resorted to using chemical weapons against their own people. But suffice it to say, we are certainly planning take action if that eventuality were to occur.
But now you see they're fighting them. For TV viewers, let's do a document cam shot, and I can show folks the entire shot. There it is, with a so-called ISIS fighter with a heavy machine gun shooting at the Federal Reserve and CNN.
The comparison between an ISIS recruit's journey and that of Luke Skywalker, researchers say, is uncanny.
So now you see them lining up the false flags against those groups to make them victims, just like the feds bombed Oklahoma City in 1995. I've interviewed the witnesses, the police officers, everybody involved. We know exactly how they did it, and I stand by that. Oh, the media never challenges me on saying Oklahoma City was a false flag, because they know who was involved. They know who covered it up. They know exactly what happened.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we are seeing political correctness just get more and more insane. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have our guest, Shiva. We're going to be going to, here in just a moment, ShivaForSenate.com, at VA Shiva, there on Twitter. And he's a doctor. He is the inventor of the Internet. That's actually true. I actually went and looked it up years ago when I'd heard about it and that he was a patriot and conservative. Blew me away. Real Indian running against Senator Elizabeth Warren sues after city tells him to stop calling her fake Indian. So, Shiva Ayodhurai is our guest, and it isn't just about him running for Senate or the fact he's not the person we need in the U.S. Senate, and he's a libertarian, conservative patriot. It's that she is such a fraud. The Native American groups have said that she is not part of the tribes they claim. If she could simply release her ancestry with a genetic test, but you notice she doesn't. And it doesn't matter. The point is she's just a fraud. Her policies are what really matters. You know, she supported Trump bombing Syria, the one thing I'm mad at Trump about. She's bad news. A self-described real Indian who is running against Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren is suing city officials, demanding they not take down his signs. But they're saying you're not allowed to call her a fake Indian. That's mean. So now if it's a Democrat, you can't be mean in politics. How many times has Twitter taken down congressmen and women's re-election video ads that they run on their own Twitter accounts? But the Democrats can't. It's a solid wall of censorship. So hopefully if he gets in the U.S. Senate, he can help put a stop to that. I'll also get his take as an engineer and an Internet expert. They're claiming that the head of the FCC has ended net neutrality and is killing the Internet. But the way I read it is Obama was killing the free Internet with his net neutrality package, calling it net neutrality. It's all semantical games, and we've just gone back to what we had. He's calling it the Internet Freedom Act. So we'll talk about that right now with our guest. It is imperative that Dr. Shiva get into office. But first, let's just get into the censorship that we're dealing with. This is becoming outrageous. So Doc, tell us how this began and the current state of the campaign and what happened to your powerful posters.
Alex, it's a very, very interesting set of events. The bottom line is, you know, I own a building in Cambridge. I actually pay about $70,000 a year in property taxes, so it's not cheap. And we have about, 70 to 80 parking spots there. Back in March of last year, Alex, our team of, local citizens, local workers, took an old school bus and they refurbished it. And we had it parked in one of the front set of parking lots. And it had the slogan, Shiva for Senate, be the light. And that was fine. 2 months later, in June of 2017, that slogan then changed to Shiva Prasenit, Fight for America. March of this year, Alex, after that bus has been out there for almost, you know, close to a year, before the St. Patrick's Day parade, where millions showed up, by the way, who loved our bus, loved the slogan. You can see it online. People are cheering us. On March 17th, 2018, we decided to change the slogan to Only the Real Indian Can Defeat the Fake Indian, with that very powerful meme with a picture of me and a picture of Warren. Now, everyone can see it. And that went viral. Literally 2 weeks after that, we get a letter from the city of Cambridge saying that if we do not remove that slogan, we will be fined $300 a day. And obviously, they had no problem with the two other messages, so it's clearly political bias, and it's clearly trying to censor speech and trying to control speech. Because the power of that slogan, Alex, is what they want to control. I mean, we have people stopping by the building. 50,000 people pass by. People take pictures of that sign. Because at the heart of it, Alex, it hits at a very, very deep sentiment, which is the entire process, not only of Elizabeth Warren, who's obviously a fake Indian. You know, I sent her three DNA tests. I pioneered that. She returned them, refused them. And I take full credit for her jumping out of the presidential race because we've destroyed her credibility. But the heart of that slogan is it also exposes the deep state and all of these fake career politicians, where all of them are fake. Alex, and that is why the city has done this. It's not just a building code violation. In fact, the ridiculous thing is there's no signage on the building. It's on a moving vehicle on a bus. So that's the background on this, Alex. And I think it's a amazing opportunity, because think about what Cambridge represents. This is where all the liberal elites are. This is in the cradle of Massachusetts, which was the cradle of the American Revolution. What better place to defeat these guys right at the Death Star? That's what I call it, or the sewer that feeds the Washington Swamp.
That's right. And Dr. Shiva Ayurvede, I'm teleprompter free, and sometimes I go cattywampus. He invented email, not the internet. We all know that was Al Gore. We all know it wasn't U.S. and British scientists. It was Al Gore.
Invented email, not electronic messaging, the email inbox, outbox. That's what I did. So I don't want to take credit for something I didn't, but I invented email, the system as we know it. And in fact, even in that story, or the truth of that story, Alex, it's fascinating to see how the military-industrial complex, the deep state, reacts, right? So they are all out, and the media is all out to defend Elizabeth Warren on this issue. They don't want to discuss it. They want to call me a racist. By the way, on the invention of email, they try to flip it the other way, right? But the fact is, it's absolute truth, because the fact is the invention of email didn't come out of the military-industrial complex. It was invented by an American boy in Newark, New Jersey. So at the heart of all of what we're saying, Alex, and I think the power of the slogan is that it's really reflecting the hypocrisy of the deep state, and that's why they want to stop it. And think about it. We're right in the center of Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Harvard is, where Elizabeth Warren's backyard is. And by the way, Harvard is a $40 billion hedge fund. It's not a university. It's actually a fake university that makes, you know, billions from investing.
So is UT. They're no longer universities. And they want to just hamstring their classes with political correctness and mental illness so they never think that they got worthless degrees when they leave.
Exactly. And most of these kids, by the way, if you come down to the real issues we're addressing in Massachusetts, you know, you have for every 17 skilled jobs, only one person is skilled. So you're producing a bunch of people with degrees who actually have no skills. And, you know, the other part of the
And they're meant to be plugged in to the whole new social system that small percentage, the brain bugs, know about with their special PhDs to then control all these dysfunctional people that don't have a future. They're creating a permanent dependent class, not just of welfare recipients, but of educated idiots. And that's their admitted plan.
Exactly. I think educated idiots is the right word for it. And, you know, think about where we are. A mile from where the bus is Elizabeth Warren's home. It's where Harvard Law School is. All of these major universities are here. So we're not going to let this go, because that's where we're going to fight. We're not going to give the city one penny. And anyone listening out there, you know, be a part of this. This is a huge historic opportunity to help us. Because, you know, people think a D or Democrat or a Republican is what fights for us. That's the machinery. You know, we're running as independents, and our thing is to really declare our independence as Americans and take back
our
country.
Well, regardless, you've already been real successful with your companies and the background. People look it up, you get the credit for email. There are already some similar systems, but you codified it, developed a system that worked better. You get the credit. And it just shows they don't want to give anybody any credit. We need entrepreneurs. We need doctors. We need scientists. We need farmers. We need engineers in Congress, not 80% lawyers. We do not need more lawyers.
You've got 90% lawyers, and you actually think about it, and none of these guys really understand the future, right? That's why they're not really. That's why they need all these political consultants. That's why they need to raise all this money.
They're blind. They're culturally blind.
They're basically stupid guys who got in because the only thing they know how to do, Alex, they know how to manipulate. They know how to manipulate the system. That's what they have zero skills. You know, our entire platform is built on three things: clean government, term limits. Let's handcuff these guys. Let's get rid of the lobbyists. You know, when we talk about real health, it's about we need real food. Like you said, we need more farmers. We need more organic food. We need lower cost organic food locally grown, not Amazon, not, you know, industrialized organic food. And then when you go to actually think about real jobs, we need more vo-tech schools. You know, when we say a real Indian defeats a fake Indian, all of us are on reservations now. If you think about it, not only the Native Americans have been put on reservations forcibly, but also poor whites, poor blacks, poor Hispanics. The level of dysfunction that they've caused is what we want to bust up.
Well, they're really scared of you. I'd love it if you got in the Senate, but regardless, you're getting a lot of word out and spreading the word. I know you're looking good in some of the polls, but you're bold to be doing this. Again, Dr. Shiva, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. If he's got time to stay, we'll open the phones up. He can take your questions. We'll also talk about some of the big issues in the news. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Shiva Ayodure is our guest, and I gotta say,
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I gotta say, I've seen him on a lot with Owen. He's one of Owen's favorite guests. And I probably had him on 5 or 6 times myself, but I've also watched some of his other videos. He would be a great member of the Senate. He's got a great record. He doesn't really brag about it because I brought up inventing the email. We all know it was Al Gore invented the internet. That's a joke, folks. He had nothing to do with it. It was invented decades before by British and U.S. scientists on record. But Dr. Shiva has done so many other great things. And I want to get his view on the world. I want to take your calls on any issues that we've already brought up today. On Kanye West blowing a hole, as many have pointed out, in political correctness and the fact that they're freaking out in America that he isn't allowed to support Trump and point out how racism is used for control. I live in the real world. I'm a white guy, okay, and I've been around the world too. You talk about racism, you talk about classism, it's much worse in other parts of the world. And I'm a white guy, and I know that people want to hang out with who's cool, who's funny, who's smart, who's successful. That's the modern society. And you get around successful groups of people, there's every color and every group, and everybody just has a great time. It's the media and the working class trying to keep them in the working class, trying to make them think this is all going on so they have chips on their shoulder, so they're controlled. And I'm not being patronizing here. A lot of my friends are Americans of Indian descent. And I do business, you know, a lot of folks, well, some of my friends are Indian doctors, and they're smart, they're funny, they get America, and I have Indian Americans more than anybody of any group come up to me when I'm on vacation or on the street or the hike and bike trail and just hug me and, oh, we love you and we love Trump and, you know, hold on, you're going to do it. We're going to make the country great again. They get it. And it's a paradox because it seems like Indians, who've been in America for a generation or two, they and people that are here new seem to get libertarian Americana better than Americans do who've been here for 10 generations. And I just wonder what it is about Indians. I don't want to, you know, get into these issues, but I just, from an anthropology and a sociology perspective, maybe you can explain that to me, Doctor.
Well, you know, Alex, it's a great question. Look, India is a very, very old culture, right? India is a country within countries. But one of the guiding themes within India, Alex, is India is an indigenous culture. And indigenous cultures were self-organizing systems, which means they were decentralized. If you think before the British came to India, and still, even in fact, today, 87% of India's small villages, you know, small local governance. When a lot of Westerners go to India, they can't understand how India operates. It looks completely disorganized, completely chaotic, but it still works. You see, the centralized form of government, which colonialism imposed or globalism, that's about control. And Indians, at their very nature, like, in some ways, chaos and disorganization, or what I call self-organizing systems, small local groups working together, local governance.
Decentralized.
Decentralized. And you think about it, when you decentralize things, no one can control it. And the notion of centralization by people like Elizabeth Warren or the establishment Republicans or Democrats is, we know better, you don't. And the reality is, I know you know better, you know better. By the time you get up in the morning, you go to bed in the evening, Alan, think about all the freaking decisions that you make, right? What to wear, what to do, what to eat. We don't need the government telling us what to do. And that's probably at the heart of all indigenous cultures, Viking cultures, Celtic cultures, Native American cultures. We're all real Indians at the heart of it, right? These fake Indians want to impose their centralized model on us. And that's part of the theme here, right?
And really, that's it. The U.S. got away from the British. We made mistakes in some of the same stuff. Indians from India were under the very same empire. That's exactly why it's so similar.
Yeah, I mean, Indians had to think about what's going on in the 1700s. The Americans were breaking with the British in 1776. British were getting a new beachfront. 1657, the Battle of Plassey takes place. That's why the British went to India. So they were fighting two battles. So they let go of America in some sense and started exploiting India. But the bottom line is that the heart of most Indians, and, you know, you have the...
Well, that shows
Indians
your great understanding
Indians
of history.
Also.
A lot of folks don't know that was Britain's big two-front war, but they didn't want to fight again after that. That's one reason. There was so much more money, gold, power, spice, silk, everything out of India that they turned off the United States because we held them off for 6 years because India was there. And if India wasn't fighting at that time, the British would have stayed here.
Exactly. And if you look at the history of India, it's fascinating. You know, when I look at Indian history, what's very interesting to note is that India had the establishment, which was a British colonialist. India had an amazing revolutionary movement, which was actually burgeoning around the 1920s, which was, hey, let's also, like the Americans did, kick out the British and have a good revolution. And that's when they parachuted in a guy like Gandhi. Okay? Gandhi, in many ways, allowed white men with crowns to leave and the new deep state of brown men with white hats to take over. Modi, who's a near, I mean, he's not perfect by any means. But the new Prime Minister of India was the first breakage after 70 years of that colonial...
And explain how they pulled out the old colonialism, but then brought in the globalism, where the flag is no longer British or globalist, but exactly you've got corporate puppeteers controlling. That's what I covered in the last hour.
Exactly. So what happened was, see, the British actually wanted to leave India by 1940. It was becoming too much of an overhead administration, right? So what they did was they got a bunch of puppet guys... Right. Again, when I say brown men with white hats to run India for them, it's like, you know, when Procter and Gamble initially they send the American over there, then they find the local guys to control the workers there. That's what happened. And in fact, if you look at the head of Microsoft and the head of Google, here you have these two Indian guys. They're basically, in my view, neocolonialists. Right. They, you know, so it's the same model that the globalists do in a different way. So the kinds of people that you've come across, these are everyday immigrants who came from India. They recognize the power of this country. They value the immense value this country offers, which is based on meritocracy, rule of law, and hard work. And the globalists, as you call them, what I call the imperialists, want to bring that to a centralized model. And they want to put everyone on plantations. You just mentioned Kanye West, right? I was called the Nation, you know, the elite liberal newspaper,
yes,
just called me a racist. They said, they put me on a map and they said, this guy's a racist. It's incredible. Calling me a racist guy. Grew
and then Tom Arnold tells black conservative women that they need to suck you know what, Candace Owens. It's just vicious. Imagine if libertarians or conservatives, we said that. And another angle.
Exactly. What we're at a historic point, Alex, is because everyday people are waking up and they want to get off the plantation. The centralized form of governance is to keep people on welfare, is to keep people on plantation, keep people unskilled. And that's what the Republicrats have done, be it in Massachusetts or anywhere in this, you know, anywhere in this country. That's fundamentally what they've done. And they want to continue that. But people are waking up. You know, shows like yours, our campaign here, are busting them right where it needs to be done. And that's why, you know, we need to defend the bus. We're not going to we're going to actually escalate this. Anyone listening, if you want magnetic stickers, you know, for your vehicle, real Indian, fake Indian, we're going to be offering that. But we got to get the heart of this out there, that people need to organize independently. They need to take control of their lives, you know, their own health. You know, one big pillar of our platform is real health. Elizabeth Warren voted for the Monsanto Protection Act, which means you and I cannot sue Monsanto anymore. That's what she did. She voted against GMO labeling. We know that ultimately food is medicine, right? That's where we get real health from. The other piece of it is they've also eliminated the local healer, right? In old systems of government, right? Old indigenous systems, you had the local healer. We've gotten rid of around 200,000 family practitioners.
Yeah, you had apothecaries in every culture that had better track records than the so-called Western medicine. On fire, Dr. Shiva's our guest. We'll be back. We'll try to get involved with this campaign. I'll give the number out and take your phone calls. This is critical. I'm going to cover something super critical when we come back. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Shiva Iyer-Durite is our guest. VAShiva.com, ShivaForSenate.com. We got to get him up more often. Hell, all these great guests, like Candace Owens. I'm like, it's been 4 months. She's been on. I want her on like every week. Just everybody's so busy. So much is going on. There's so many great people out there. When you sit here and you think about this, the left knows what they're doing. They consciously create dependent groups at different levels, different caste systems. And this has happened throughout cultures, royalty in Europe. India's done the same thing. And that's one reason, I guess, Indian Americans I know recognize the globalists are bringing their own system in, where, again, you've got a giant working class that's kept poor on purpose, that you've got universities by design giving most people worthless degrees, that you need to work within the system the university's built to even have a future, so that expands that system, because then you lobby for that. These are self-perpetuating systems that attack free market. And now there's big articles in AP, The Hill, you name it, the great exodus out of America's blue cities. The toll-free number to join us to talk about any of these issues or ask any questions of our guests, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Questions for our guests. It can be a lot of different questions or comments, but for our guest, 877-789-2539. But let me ask you this question, Doc, looking at this historically. Every blue city is going bankrupt. Every blue state is falling apart. They're bringing in unskilled illegal aliens from all over the world. China exploits the U.S. More Chinese women now come in than Mexicans combined. And CNN's happy about it. They have like a travel advisory I saw 2 years ago to China showing a Chinese woman pushing a baby stroller. And it said at the top, the biggest group immigrating is Chinese women. They come, they're middle class. They come from some of wealthy families, but they're, you know, spendthrifts. So they come and they have a baby. They come about a month before they have a baby on a travel visa. They come, they have the baby. Everything's paid for. Then they have a baby that's a citizen. And they get welfare in the U.S., but really live in China. And it's like, and CNN's like, what a great thing. But then if an old lady, whether she be black or white or whatever, doesn't pay her taxes, they take your house. So there's this idea of like, you know, these big caravans coming out of collapsing Venezuela. And all these socialist and communist countries, and then Mexico lets them through on the tops of trains, and Mexico says, you be nice and you take them. But Mexico doesn't take any of those people, and I'm not trying to help those people, but everybody knows bringing in giant third world unskilled populations will implode things if the government has a policy to do that on purpose and politically turn them into their minions. And so that's why this is so bad. What would you do in the U.S. Senate, and where do you think this blue state, blue city collapse is going? Because as you know, just like there's a brain drain out of countries around the world that are falling apart or are third world because they had bad leadership, people then come here from countries, you know, who are smart but never had a chance. They become successful. They become millionaires, billionaires. Someone who's been through that experience, what do you predict is going to happen here? Because the left wants dependent, dumbed-down masses. They destroy an area like Detroit. They move on. But like carrion locusts, the people that have eaten California to the bone are now coming here. Well, where do you think this is going?
Well, Alex, you bring up a lot of historical things. So, look, you brought up the caste system. Let me answer this in a sort of a historical, because I always look at history, right? You know, in India, since you brought up India, India had this thing called a caste system, right? On the top of it, it was, frankly, the military-industrial complex, right? You had the Brahmin elite who were considered the educated people. This was thousands of years ago. And then you had the warriors and the business people, and everyone else was below them, right? That elite, run by the intellectual elite, basically created this hierarchical caste system. It was a very centralized form. By the 1600s, believe it or not, that caste system was dwindling away, which a lot of people do not know, even within India. When the British came, instead of imposing British law in India, which they knew people would revolt, guess what they did? They dug up pre-8th century Indian law, and they imposed that. So they essentially reimposed the caste system in India, right? So that's, but the point is, the centralization of power is what they did. In the United States, I think, you know, we have a caste system here. And that caste system is based on the educated elite, you know, in the 1 mile radius down over here, where, you know, down in Cambridge, the Harvard elite, and if you think about it, Harvard Law School, Harvard Business School, Harvard Medical School, you know, it should be busted up, right? These guys essentially get together and they create the laws and they create the entire narrative about how this country should be done and how much they're smarter than all of us. So we have a neo-caste system in America, whether people want to agree with it or not.
That's what political correctness is an example.
Exactly.
It's a new dark age. This is conscious authoritarianism. How do we counter it?
Right. Right. So the number one way to counter it is, first of all, we need to go back to, you know, the principles of what this country was set up for, the rule of law. We have the First Amendment. We have the Second Amendment. Two very important amendments. The deep state has created so many problems now, Alex. They don't even know how to solve it. Right. So when it comes to immigration, the way that they want to solve it is to essentially ensure illegal immigration so they can get votes. It's a complex
system. And keep a permanent underclass as well, that they admit that.
Exactly. So they can get votes. So the way you solve it, if we really want to solve it, we need a wall, right? We need to follow immigration policy. My parents came here in 1970 on merit-based immigration. They had to submit their resume, their reference letter. It was an honor to come here. My dad came first. We had to wait almost a year, and then we came. It was not like everyone everyone got to come. So number one, we need a wall. We need solid immigration policy. Second thing is we need to really address the fact that we don't have skilled labor in this country. You know, we create racism. We pit poor whites against poor blacks. And that's done in very conscious way by the establishment deep state of Republicans and Democrats. They do this consciously. Solution to that is we need to have more vo-tech schools. We need to educate people with actual skills. So we have skilled labor here. What they've done, Alex, is purposely put people on the plantation here, dumb them down. And so they say, look, we don't have enough skilled labor. And they have to import in illegal immigrants. That's the second piece, right? The other piece is you have to have rule of law, right? Merit-based immigration. What's wrong with that? That's how my parents came. You had a skill. In fact, you go back to when immigrants from all over the country were coming. If you didn't have a skill, you were sent back, unfortunately.
And that's what made us dominant was that we got hardworking, the best minds, all the real diversity.
And that was the values of this country. You had to work hard. Look, my mom, you know, said in India you could get discriminated 9 different ways, in America 3, but if you worked hard enough, you could even overcome that. You know, people forget there's something called hard work. Hard work is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. We have trained a whole generation of people not to work hard, not to value excellence, not to value skills. And the politicians love that because they don't have skills, they don't value excellence, and they want to essentially get into power by manipulating people and staying there as long as they
and
want.
Let's talk about lawyers. It's gotten so weird now. They follow these 70
Lawyers, and look at their model, business model. Their business model is that they bill hourly, right? And basically, they want you to have a problem as long as possible. That's why lawyer lobbyists in Washington do not want to solve a problem. You know, when I deliver a product, if it doesn't work, they're not going to pay my invoice.
And that's why they hate Trump so much, because he gets in, and despite the obstructionism, everything starts turning around.
Yeah, I mean, look, Donald Trump's win in 2016 was historic. Right. And we don't know what level of 4D, 5D, 6D level chess he's got to play in there. You know, like you, I did not like the bombing of Syria. Anyone who looks at Syria knows Assad is not our enemy. Russia is not our enemy. Who's our real enemy is the Saudis and the Qataris and these guys who want to put a pipeline in there. And they want to essentially get us involved in supporting their, you know.
Well, that's another thing that folks from India know about. What is it? The number is about 140 million Indians who weren't Muslims because the Muslims invaded over the last 1,000 years.
Moguls, the Mogul, yeah. The
140 million Hindus and other Indians have been killed. Is that an accurate number?
Yep, over the years. I mean, and you think about 9/11, right? You think about essentially, look, in 1970 we moved to the petrodollar, right? Our economy became dependent on oil. And now China's coming involved, and they actually want to change the reserve currency to their currency. So in some ways, Saudi Arabia has some leverage here, and then we got to be very, very concerned about that. And that's why they want us to go invade Syria. I mean, the chemical attacks in Syria, I mean, it's a longer story.
Trying to think
about
the Indian thing. It's just such an angle to think about how many Americans have to be Indian like Trump, because they get the issue about the most radical forms of Islam we can't bring in here. I mean, they're all killing each other. It's a terrible thing. I'm sad for the Muslims, but my God, who would import something like this?
Well, look, the bottom line is the deep state wants race war. They want fundamentalism. I mean, think about fundamentalist religions as an overall. They're centralized systems. They love centralized systems.
And that's why the globalists love Islam. It's centralized.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me, and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Any
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Sheba on Fox News and places a lot more. He could easily defeat Elizabeth Warren, the fake Pocahontas. He's the real Indian. I want to take some of your calls this segment and the next. He's got to leave. Paul Watson is coming on. I want to talk to Paul about a few things that he's going to take over. But I want to go to your calls right now. I've just got so many other points I want to get into, but I don't want to sit here and hog the time. But to see the left calling Trump Hitler again, and to see them saying his doctor's like Hitler's doctor when it was Obama's doctor is just crazy. There's another article on InfoWars.com. Amazon wants to unlock your card to leave packages inside. Oh, they're saying sign up with us. Give us the code to your car. We'll have a whole toolkit on our waist of door openers, and we'll... Why not just kill yourself? Let Amazon live as you. I mean, it's just, these are predatory, centralized groups. Centralization never goes well. It's what the authoritarians always want. And that's exactly why I like the doc here. If he doesn't win in the Senate, I hope he does. I know he's already a very successful business owner and genetic engineer, all this other stuff. I'd like to get him to be a commentator for InfoWars because he's so on target. But we're going to go to these phone calls, Tim and Jim and Marcos and Brian and James and Alex. Dr. Sheba, again, Sheba for Senate, the number 4, Sheba for Senate.com. Everybody should check it out. Amazing stuff. other key points on your radar. I think Trump's starting to turn the corner politically with the people. He's really winning. The polls show that, even though they're skewing him. He's like at 60% or higher right now, is my dead reckoning, knowing how these polls are manipulated, maybe higher. The establishment's panicking. What do you think their ace card is? Because I don't want to get too confident here, like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction. I don't think it's time we start, you know, celebrating yet.
Well, look, I think what we have on our side is people are awakening, Alex, and as long as Trump goes back to people, you know, does his rallies and connects with people, that's basically where his power is going to come from. As all of us know, that's where our real power comes from, we the people. You know, the establishment is extremely bright, right? They have all their intellectuals probably humming away working 24 hours trying to figure out how to thwart him. And they're very clever at all the different things, right? So they violated, you know, the fundamentals of attorney-client privilege when they busted into Cohen's office, right? Now it's trying to contain it to, you know, trying to make up something with Russia. It's absolutely disgusting what they're doing. So it's going to be interesting to watch what they do, but I think they're going to hit a wall at a certain point. And I think at that point is where we got to be really more concerned. You know, great revolutionaries say, you know, after a revolution is when you got it. That's when the real fight begins. You know, after November 2016 is when the counter-revolution begins. That's the
call. Oh, man, I'm not just kissing your butt. You are so smart, because Roger Stone's smart, so many others are. And I'm like, we need protection from the president. On election night, I said behind the scenes, I said, the real war is about to start.
You know,
and like Roger's like, no, he's the president. It's going to be better now. And I'm like, no, man. I told her about it. And the media went, Jones didn't really want Trump to win. He's depressed. He wanted Hillary. No, it means that we're winning now, but we just landed at Normandy, baby. The counteroffensive's coming. Get ready.
The counter-revolution is more dangerous than the revolution, right? And I think if you actually look at, you know, President Trump right now, you know, in the old days, they just shot people, right? Kennedy, that's what they did.
Now they politically assassinate you.
Now they character assassinate people day in and day out. That's the method of assassination, right? Physical body assassination was the old model. Now is you wipe away someone's reputation. And
so what should I do, doctor? Because they are clearly putting me through the character full Monty. I mean, it is just character assassination.
Well, I think the bottom line, Alex, is you connect with soldiers like myself who are out there fighting. We need a network, decentralized network of guerrilla fighters communicating and working together. And I think that's what, you know, your media platform offers. We're trying to build right in the belly of the beast, that right in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And the bottom line is we, the people, independently need to rise up and start supporting each other in our decentralized way. So I think the more you're out there, the more you present the truth, all of us, and have the gumption and the courage to do that. And, you know, my great-grandfather said, never go for a fight. But if someone hits you once, you go hit them 100 times. And that's the policy that we have to take. You know, walk quietly, but carry a big stick, you know? And I really firmly believe that. And I think that's what we all need to do. Because
well, that's what I'm doing. I countersued Georgetown. They dropped the suit. They're going to file another fake one. But expanding on that, you're absolutely right. That's where we are. We've got to be bold. We've got to take action. We can't back down because this is history.
People need to stop being spectators and be participants. The deep state and the centralized form of government wants to depress people, right? They want people to get depressed. They want to make us think we cannot win. But
documents have come out that Facebook wants you to be depressed, and so does Twitter. One of their executives went public again.
Right. I mean, if you look at the whole Facebook, I mean, talk about Facebook. Here you have Zuckerberg. By the way, you know, I go to the island of Kauai sometimes to vacation. He literally has stolen lands from the native Hawaiians and is starting to build his own wall around his own compound. That's what this guy is. And that whole hearings that we saw were complete hypocrisy, right? The hearings, you talked about net neutrality. The net neutrality guys talk about the telecommunication, the pipes. They don't talk about the real people who violate net neutrality. That's Google and Facebook. They actually own the software operating system platforms that help us even get onto those pipes in terms of for content.
Exactly. I got to have you back up just on net neutrality then in the next few days because you're so on target. And they totally dog and pony show. But the head of the FCC is Ajay Pai, he's totally right that they're trying to bring it back the way it was, where Google was still screwing everybody but didn't have total control and liability protection, just like Monsanto just got. Obama gave Monsanto protection, Google protection to censor. That's why it's all happening.
Right. See, it's much easier. The deep state is very clever. It's much easier to use a black face to impose even more laws on people and subjugate people than using a white face. So, you know, Bush didn't work out. So they said, let's get this, African-American here who supposedly is going to stand for people, you know, hope and change and that kind of nonsense, which he delivered none on. So they're very, very clever. The deep state is extremely clever in how they try to pull that off. But people, I think in many ways, Obama's winning and is. And the exposition of him that's come out really starts making people, it's not skin color. It's about what you were talking about earlier, Alex. It's meritocracy, what you stand for, how you think through problems, and can you actually solve problems? And that's what I think we need a meritocracy. We're living in a historic time, man. We're living in a very powerful Renaissance. Look, when the Renaissance took place, it wasn't all nice. There were plagues, there were chaos,
wars.
And in the midst of that, wars, that's when we had enlightenment. You know, in the old Hindu spiritual traditions, we say, you know, a lotus flower grows in the worst garbage, right? And so whenever there's real darkness, whenever there's awesome nonsense going on, that's the opportunity for all of us to have deep insight and deep enlightenment. So I think we live in a great time, man, and we should all be fortunate to actually be warriors in this time.
Wow, I'm impressed. I'm always impressed when you come on, but you're on fire, man. This guy needs a talk show right now. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Thanks for holding. Let's talk to Marcus in Texas. Marcus, you're on the air with the doctor. Go ahead. Man, these phones sometimes have problems, Marcus. I really want to be able to hear you, but it's not working. Let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Brian, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Brian.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead. You're on air.
Oh, good. Hey, just want to let you know the gentleman you're talking to sounds like a pretty cool dude. Wish him luck. I was going to talk to you about the lunatic left that happened with Milo here last couple of days. Well, that was nuts.
Yeah, let's play that clip and get our guest take on this. He's in a bar. They shout, "Get out, Nazi," which is Nazi-like when he's Jewish and gay and has nothing to do with Nazis. And then the left celebrates it. Let's play that clip. Here it is.
Nazis, come get out! 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 Nazis, come get out!
That was a great question, Brian. I'm glad you got in with that. I mean, this is the authoritarianism. These people call everybody Nazis, but they act just like them.
Well, you know, Alex, if you saw that, that sounded like a Hitler youth group to me. Right? People chanting mindlessly. I mean, look, I've talked to Milo. Milo's an extremely bright guy. The guy's extremely well-educated. You know, he's a performance artist, right? He gets it. He understands what's going on. He understands the establishment. You know, they just had an article on me in The Nation saying, and it's off to the racist, literally putting up a map, calling me a KKK.
Yeah, pull up that Nation article. I haven't seen that.
You should find that article. It's ridiculous. I mean,
tell me the headline. What is it? Off to the racist?
I think it's off to the racist. Something like off to the racist. Type in Aya Duray, Google on racist on The Nation. And it's a fascinating front headline. And as you go through it, several months ago, a great artist, I thought it was a good piece of art. I mean, I do a lot of design myself. It's got the Ku Klux Klan hat on there.
Let's come back and talk about this. That's right. If you're a free market decentralization guy and you're from India, you're in the KKK now. We'll be back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.